Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, animation. Animation is this art form of creating a sequence of images and making them move through camera techniques and basic trickery. When animation first started, it was usually hand-drawn or painted images that were used. But since technology has advanced and computers have become smarter and more efficient and more creative, then animations have become the new norm, with most animated films, TV shows, adverts now being made with computer-generated graphics. How does animation work? Animation has been a firm favourite visual art form for decades now and continues to be a massively popular genre, with some of the biggest and best films and TV shows being animated, like The Simpsons, Toy Story, The Jungle Book, Rick and Morty, amongst many others. One of the reasons it's so popular is because it promotes endless creativity. Filming something with real actors and real places limits you to what you can do, where you can go, the techniques which you can use. Animation doesn't stick to this. It allows you to tell any story you want, involving any person you want, at any place in the world or universe. And it doesn't even have to be this universe. So it's no wonder that the global animation industry is worth a whopping £200 billion. Animation has many different forms, more than you might think. And this is because, just like every other type of art, people like to experiment, and in doing so, they form another technique, and this in turn creates subgenres. The main techniques for animation are these. They are traditional, stop motion, and computer graphics. So what makes these techniques different from one another? Traditional. Traditional animation is the most common kind of animation. It's what most films, TV shows, adverts, and anything that might use animation these days will most likely go to. Traditional animation is where an image is drawn or painted, with each one differing slightly from the last to give the illusion that the image is moving. Once completed, these images will be traced onto transparent cells, celluloid, it's transparent sheeting. And they're painted the correct colours and then photographed against a different painted backdrop one by one onto a rostrum camera. This camera is used in film and TV today and is specially designed to be able to take photos which it prints onto film reels, which was the main method for filmmakers back before digital became the norm, when we used analog technologies. Since computers have become more ingrained with filmmaking, computer software is predominantly used because it's cheaper, as mistakes can be easily erased without leaving marks. It's also quicker, cleaner, and more accurate. And as mentioned earlier, with more people taking up animation, more methods and techniques are created. Traditional animation encompasses all the subgenres, like full animation, where the pictures are as smooth as possible, running at 24 frames per second. This means that every second passing, 24 images are shown, which gives it an incredibly smooth motion. Films like The Lion King and TV shows like The Simpsons use this technique. Limited animation can be described as choppy, given that fewer pictures are used, reducing the smoothness of the finished product. This was mainly due for economic reasons. A lot of Japanese anime use this technique, and it's stuck with it over the years as it gives it its own unique feel. Rotoscoping is the most realistic form of animation, as it involves tracing over real-life images and animating them, essentially giving the real-life photo a cartoon feel. The film The BFG in 1989, based on Roald Dahl's book of the same name, uses rotoscoping. Live-action blending is exactly what it sounds like. This animation technique blends animated drawings with live action, which is another way of saying reality. Films like Who Framed Roger Rabbit back in 1988 and the Space Jam films around 1996 both use live-action blending to give their films this unique look. We have stop-motion animation. Whilst traditional animation uses drawings and paintings to create the images needed, stop-motion molds physical objects made by the artist. Computer-generated images have been introduced over the last few years in order to help this kind of animation. However, the traditional way of doing it is with a physical item. The benefit of computer-aided stop-motion is that it's simply cheaper. The varying types of stop-motion are usually named after the material that's used to create them. So, for example, clay animation is often referred to as claymation. It's stop-motion animation using clay models. The most well-known films that use claymation are the Wallace and Gromit series. Computer-generated animations are what we more and more use to seeing these days. Computer-generated imagery, CGI, is the application of computer graphics to create visual artistry. And this is because computer-generated animation can be done quicker, cleaner, can be more ambitious in its scope. The biggest difference in computer animation is whether the animation is in two dimensions or in three dimensions, 2D or 3D. 2D animation is created by using 2D bitmap graphics. These graphics are a group of pixels in a confined space that can each be given a certain colour or shade to create a specific image. 2D animation also includes traditional animation techniques like onion skinning, where there are multiple frames every second. 3D animation is what most films and TV shows use nowadays to create the realistic, polished images that they need to make their animations look as good as possible. The way in which 3D animation is created is by creating an image, so for example a dog, and then using what's known as a polygon mesh. Polygon mesh. This mesh helps the animator work out the angle of each part of the animation and how it relates to the picture as a whole. Once this has been done, they'll use a special software that enables the animator to move a part of the image. The software will then run that movement and the animator will be able to adjust this to see how they fit. So how to get into animation? Well, the main requirement needed for animation is unbelievable creativity. As mentioned before, animation promotes and rewards creativity. So the more creative you have become, the better, of course. Nowadays, it's easier to get into animation as software has become cheaper. And even the slower computers are able to handle simple animations. However, it takes a lot of time, effort and patience to become a full-time animator. Most animation companies will look for a practical degree or apprenticeship in a relevant field like animation or something similar or related like art or a wide range of Adobe skill sets like Photoshop, for example. This is key, given that you need to create an image that is often lifelike to a certain degree. And if you can't do that, then finding consistent work might be difficult. So if animation is a career option that sounds exciting to you, then you should always be practicing your art, your drawing, your colouring, your shading, making them the best they can possibly be. This is not to say that you can't have a unique art style, but finding work that will want you to use that art style could be where the problems begin to arise. Besides being creative and being good at art, most companies will look for what most jobs look for, hard work, both individually and in teams, attention to detail and a passion for what you do. Being an animator is indeed easier than it used to be, but it's still a highly skilled role. It takes time and effort to get something to look a certain way. You'll need a good team, patience and persistence if you want to succeed. However, if you do all that, you'll be in a great position for employment prospects. Animation is a blossoming, evolving, consistent medium that if you succeed, can give you a wealth of opportunities and avenues you can take to make the best animation movie possible. Well, there's an introduction to animation. Thank you for listening. Speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative. And you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.